about the challenge you got in front of you, Tom Brady and company?
That's a huge one. You know, that's a system that's been running for a long time at a high rate, and they definitely have some weapons to for him to attack in different areas of the field. So we're gonna have to be on our P's and Q's and, you know, and step up for the challenge. But this is one of the things that the defense you step up for.
Talk about some of those weapons that he has at his disposal. Fast wide receivers and the big tight ends.
Absolutely. He's getting them all the ball. They're not, put it this way, nobody's really starving for catches. You know, he's spreading the ball around to each one of them in different parts of the field. And we have our hands cut out, like you said, with big guys. And, you know, we know Wes has worked that slot, you know, just as well as anybody has ever done it. You know, probably in the history of the league, as far as how many catches he's been putting up. But so we have our work cut out for us.
Have you ever seen a team with two tight ends that were game-breaking threats like this?
Probably not like this, you know, especially the way that Gronk has come on. I mean, he's doing big guy. He's doing big things. And, you know, for a guy to come along and break Tony's record is, you know, that's no small feat to do this year, first year being recognized as far as getting this many balls and being able to break it that quickly. That's not a small feat.
Doc, we all know how much you want to play every week, but is there even more of a sense of urgency in a game this big?
No, I mean, as you get further to where we are in December playing meaningful games, every game, and, you know, we've mentioned this quite a bit, I know Coach does, is every game gets bigger and bigger. And so, you know, if, like I said, to run around this time, man, if you can't get up for these games and, you know, if every game does not mean a little more and AFC and, you know, trying to push ourselves to get to somewhere we haven't been as an organization in a long time. I mean, you got to get up for these games.
Brian, I wonder if sometimes we over-exaggerate momentum, or is it really as strong as they say when you start getting on a winning streak like this?
I don't know about momentum. I think it's just there's a feeling, there's a sense of we've been here before, we can do this again type of instead of being in the other way. If you lose a lot, it's the other way. You say, oh, here we go again. When you're, you know, have success, there's a more of a sense of, okay, been here before, we know what we have to do, let's step up, do your jobs, let's go ahead and pull this thing out.
What, in your view, what is Brady's best attribute? Why is he so darn good?
I think the one thing that you see about him, and he's so calm in the pocket. If you allow him to just step back, I've never seen a guy who can stand still as a statue in the midst of a pocket with guys around him as he does at times. Sometimes he'll stand completely and totally still after, you know, all the gyrations before and trying to get you to jump off sides, and all of a sudden everybody runs around him and he steps up in the pocket and stands completely still and looks downfield. That's calm, that's confidence, and having 100% confidence in the guys around him that they're going to do their jobs so he can do his jobs and putting the ball downfield. So to me, that confidence and poise in the midst of that chaos is unmatched.
Speaking of chaos, I was talking to Joe yesterday, and he said communication in this game is key. Can you talk about, you know, the pressure they put on you with the types of things they do offensively, where you guys have to really do communicate to make sure you can handle the pressure?
Yeah, every game is very important for us to communicate, and I think we've hopefully learned our lesson from early in the season of not doing a great job in the back half of communicating. But when you face a quarterback like this, who controls pretty much everything, where they're going to run, the, you know, protections, who's coming, who's not blitzing, and all those things, you really have to do a great job of communicating and to make sure that we're all on the same page, because sometimes they'll go hurry up, sometimes they won't go hurry up. We have to do a great job of communicating.
How do you feel like you are, how do you evolve into that? As far as the communication, you know, beginning of the season, playing the new defense, do you feel really good about that?
I feel great about that right now. We still have the work. We still have things that we can fix in every game. There is no perfect game, and we're going to always chase that. But I feel great where we are.
You've been part of great runs in Philadelphia. How would you compare what happens this season to what you've seen before?
It's incomplete. It's good. I'm enjoying it, don't get me wrong, but it's yet incomplete. And we're still pushing for some things. But as far as how we've won games, I've never won games the way we've won them. We went on some runs in Philadelphia. And it's the same, you know, same type of thing. It's a close group, close-knit. Every unit has the other's back. And, you know, we're enjoying playing with one another. That's a great thing to have this time of year.
Doc, how tough is it when you have such big tight ends that are such difficult targets, and then Wes Welker complete opposite in terms of on the size spectrum, but equally as difficult to target.
Well, that's film study. You know who you're going against when you line up. We know that when the defense is called, you know who you're going to have or who's probably going to be in your area, and you know how you have to try to attack that individual.
What's that Woodyard meant to your nickel? What does he bring?
I think he's a guy that has to match up with those, you know, quality tight ends around the league. He's a guy that we ask to cover a lot. And then when those timely plays, obviously last week a timely play, he steps up and makes a timely play. And for a guy who people may not consider to be the biggest of dudes, he'll lay some lumber on you. And I love that about him.
I know you've gotten the Walter, the Man of the Year Award, and he's got it 2 years in a row. What does that say about him and what he's meant to this organization?
I mean, that speaks a whole bunch about a man's heart, because he does that and he does not do it without with a frown on his face. I mean, he wants to do it. He's always trying to get us to come out and to attend his events and as much as we can. And it seems like it's always something that he has going on. So that means that you have a young man that understands how much he's been blessed, and he's trying to bless as many as he can with the overflow.
Can you speak a little to just the evolution of tight end with Gronkowski? I mean, you know, you've seen the basketball players, Tony Gonzalez came in, Gates kind of, you know, turned the position into another more athletic, you know, bigger basketball guy. But then you have a guy like Gronkowski, it's just like these 6'6", you know, offensive linemen who are running downfield. I mean, it must be pretty stark from the beginning of your career to now to see that.
I mean, if you've had big guys throughout the time that have had success doing it. I mean, obviously, no one has done it like Gronk, because he's obviously breaking records with it. So, but you've had guys throughout the years that have had the potential to do it. I just think that being in the offense that he's in with the Patriots, the way that they fling the ball around, he has a lot more opportunity. Then you throw in West, you throw in, Adewon, you throw in the other guys that they have other weapons. You can't just key on one guy and say we're going to shut him down and let everybody else eat. You can't do that with this team.